I'm Phoebe Chong-Chua. You're listening to the Plant-Based Diet Podcast. Juicing has been around for ages, but juice bars haven't been as popular. However, with the plant-based diet movement growing strong, juice bars are sprouting up all over the country, making it easier to get a quick, healthy snack while sticking to the plant-based diet. In fact, when I was recently in New York City, I found a little juice cart and was just thrilled that I was able to grab a juice each morning. We talked with Jeffrey Panlafino, who recently opened a couple of cold-pressed juice bars on the East Coast called Green and Tonic.
I'm a chef by trade. I went to Johnson & Wales University. I graduated in 1994, and I spent, you know, better part of about 10 years traveling around the country working for celebrity chefs and different restaurateurs and places like Diva De Luca, and just gaining a vast knowledge of, you know, food and restaurant experience and quick service experience. And in 2003, I got married and moved to Greenwich, Connecticut, and started a business here called Plum Pure Foods, which was a catering, prepared foods, all natural, quick service type concept. I sold that in 2008 and bought a company called Elixir Juice Bar out of bankruptcy. It was in New York City. We orchestrated a bit of a turnaround with that over the next two and a half years. Cleaned that up, fixed that up. I sold that last year to a group in the city. And I've spent the last, 12 months really getting closer to what I really wanted to do, which was have a plant-based quick service restaurant concept. I've been spending the last, 12 to 16 months really exploring a deeper food and its relationship with the body and its ability to heal you. We have two retail stores, one in Greenwich, Connecticut, and one in Darien, Connecticut.
What got you interested in plant-based eating?
In 2008, when I sold my previous business, I found myself at about 215 pounds. I was pre-diabetic. I was on Lipitor. And, I really had all the trappings of working too much and not taking care of myself and my body and just really wasn't making time for it. And I went on a personal mission to explore more what I was eating and the effect that it was having on my body. And what I gravitated more and more towards was raw fruits and vegetables and, you know, had a plant-based life. And I'm not 100% plant-based right now. I've definitely had very long stretches of being raw, long stretches of being totally vegan. I am eating a little bit of chicken right now and a little bit of fish, but I'm pretty exclusively never beef and never pork, and really no dairy at all in my diet. And that's kind of, I like how I feel. I like how my recovery from working out is. I like the energy that it gives me and the stamina that it gives me. And it's just a lot simpler, easier way to eat, to approach, you know, eating every day.
And what have you found has been the response to your introducing more plant-based eating, especially in the area that you're in? I'm not familiar with whether or not it would be popular there. I know out here in San Diego, it's becoming more and more popular, and
That's a great question.
Vegetarian places are.
We avoid the word vegan just because it has a very, a very smells like cumin connotation. People are still kind of a little freakish about that word. And that's why we've really pushed this phrase plant-based lifestyle, because it's a little bit easier to wrap your hands around.
Well, we support that.
Yeah. The response has been overwhelming. I mean, we live roughly 30 miles outside of New York City. We're in Fairfield County, Connecticut, which is arguably the top, if there's 10 of the wealthiest zip codes in the country, we're living in two or three of them right here. So we're a high net worth community that are highly educated. They've traveled the world. The majority of them either work in New York City, have lived in New York City, have recently moved out from New York City. And there's a strong movement happening right now in the city around this stuff. So they've been exposed to cleansing. They've been exposed to places like, Organic Avenue or Juice Press or Liquiteria. So this is not foreign to them.
Tell me about your favorite green drink. Now you're doing raw juices, cold pressed?
We do. We have three levels of green juices. We do we only cold press. We do not make to order. That's important to know. We're the only company in Fairfield County, Connecticut, that cold presses our juices. We do three levels. We have a basic green juice, and then we have one that's a little bit sweeter with pineapple in it, and we have one that's a little bit more intense with spirulina in it. And I would say the one with spirulina is my favorite. I like the higher level of nutrition. I probably drink at least one or two a day.
Tell us a little bit about the process for those who may not understand what you mean by cold press.
There are basically three methods to extracting juice. There is a very old school, like a twin auger method that, it's like a juicer your mom might have had from the 60s or 70s. The fruits go in the top, and they are spun through two rotating augers to extract the juice. That's probably the worst way to make fresh juice. And then there's the traditional juice bar juicer that uses centrifugal force. The fruits and vegetables go in the top. It throws the pulp out to the side, and it's extracted using a very fast spinning basket. That is a great way to get juice quickly. It doesn't have 100% of the nutrient extraction, but it's pretty good for you. And as far as doing it at home, it's probably the best way to do it at home. We use a bigger machine that shreds first and uses about 2 tons of hydraulic force to press all the juice out of the fruits and vegetables. And it's really giving you a juice that's 100% nutrient dense. It's just a far superior product as far as nutrition is concerned.
Tell us a little bit about your location and the general area.
We're located about 30, 40 minutes outside of New York City, near Stamford, Connecticut, in a town called Greenwich. It's kind of where the finance world of Manhattan lives. They commute into the city every day. And, so obviously if you're visiting New York City, it's a quick ride out. We're right along the coast, the Long Island Sound, very convenient to Manhattan. We are looking for partnership licensing agreements all over the country. We're talking to a lot of different groups. So if anybody was interested in having that type of conversation, we're wide open to that. We're really looking to grow in the next 18 to 24 months. This is a beautiful part of the country, and people are really tuned into health and wellness and feeling good. And, they understand the role that food plays in that. And, we're very fortunate to be in this community.
We've started a movement called the Plant-Based Challenge out here in San Diego, and we're really hoping it spreads nationwide. And one of the initiatives is, of course, eating a mostly plant-based diet. And I like how you said, you're not completely vegan, vegetarian. You do eat a little bit of meat, and what we're trying, and you said mostly chicken or fish, but we're trying to just get people to understand if they can at least get their plate or their drinks to be mostly green as opposed to, sodas and shakes, that they will lead a healthier lifestyle and they'll feel the benefits. I mean, you can feel when you go plant-based or at least mostly plant-based, I think you'll agree with me, you can feel the benefits within 30 days.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
And the other initiative we're doing is like you. There's many people who, maybe they're on certain medications, and certainly they have to consult with their own physicians, but we're hoping that they take a good hard look at, what they are taking, because the downside of medication is that there are a lot of, there's a lot of side effects. So we
absolutely.
To think that food is thy medicine, if you will. And I'm looking at, with Green and Tonic, I see that you guys have not just green drinks, but you also have some other, is it nut drinks that you're offering?
Yeah, we do a full line of plant-based prepared foods. We do sandwiches, salads, wraps, all plant-based. We have a full line of functional smoothies. We really like to highlight certain ingredients and talk about their net effect on the body and, you know, why you should be eating these things on a daily basis.
What's your goal?
I mean, our goal right now is we're really looking to get one or two more stores, brick-and-mortar stores, open in the next, 6 to 9 to 12 months. And we'd like to, from there, reach out and move into another region of the country with a brick-and-mortar model, whether Washington, D.C. or Boston or, you know, West Coast. And that could be through franchising or through a licensing agreement with someone. That's really our goal. We want to build more stores. We want to expand the brand out a little bit.
All right. Well, Jeffrey, I wish you the best of luck with it. It's called Green and Tonic, and it just sounds amazing. I hope that we can see more of this across the country. So I do wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
I'm Phoebe Chong-Chua. You've been listening to the Plant-Based Diet Podcast. Join us each week online for a podcast, interviews on whole food plant-based nutrition, health and fitness, mind-body awareness, and living sustainably and charitably. Take the Plant-Based Challenge. Visit theplantbaseddiet.com.